Gemara understands from the word law, Zafra law, that liatzma, that she counts to Shimini came on her own. And that's not Kenegara Hazokari. Just because she was mayor, just because she had a Riyaz Dam yesterday, doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a Riyaz Dam today. The question is whether today is a Yom Noki or a Yom Sheina Noki. The Zova doesn't say by Nido, it says by a Zova. Zova needs Shimini Kiyim. So it says she counts to Shimini Kiyim on her own. So you see that it echadem and bisur. There is a machloikis arishainim, a very surprising machloikis arishainim, whether you apply a echadem bisurim with respect to women. Person comes home and his wife gives him food and his mother gives him food, so he trusts the women. Most of the kashrus is taken care of by women. So the women tell us that the food is kosher. So there is a machlokes in Rishonim whether Eidech and Emisurim applies to women. It's hard to believe. So the one who has an essay about this is there was a Sephardish Rov in the 1700s who wrote a Tshuva Sefer that's called Divrei Emes. So in his Sefer, in the Divrei Emes, he has a whole essay where he quotes a group of Rishonim. It's a minority opinion, but he quotes, makes it into a significant minority. It's a major Rishonim hold like that. That Eidech and Emisurim doesn't apply to women. What's the rationale? Eidech and Emisurim applies to a ganav. The person is a ganav and he's posseledus, but if I can eat by him, and I can trust him when he says the food is kosher. So why should I say that women are worse than ganavim? The psul of a woman is worse than the psul of a ganav. How can it be? So it's usually assumed that the explanation is based on what the Nesivis quotes from the Tumim. The Tumim is a sefer, Chosh Mishmur Urim Tumim, authored by the Rebbe Rav Yonis and Eibishitz. He wrote also the crazy place on Yeridei. So in the sefer, the Tumim is quoted all the time, on every page quoted by the Ktzos and by the Nesivis. They both lived after the Tumim. So the Tumim writes a chiddush that there are six people who are apostle eidus, where we don't apply the rule of nimsa echad men eidim korav apostle eidus kulam b'teilim. If you have a group of three eidim or more, and one of them is, and they come to Bezdin and they testify, one of them turns out later on to be apostle eidus, then not only do we not accept his testimony, you can't even accept the testimony of the other two who were kosher eidus. That's like that from a pasuk. That's a mishnah in the first parak in Makkos. Nimsa echad men eidim korav apostle eidus kulam b'teilim. So the Tumim writes a chiddush that by if one of the three Eidim is Cherushah to the Kotten, Eved Isha Akum, then you don't apply the rule of Nimtzech Min Eidim Kar Apostle. Why? It's not called Nimtzech Min Eidim, Cherushah to the Kotten, and Eved Isha Akum, Apostle in all cases. So the Arusha is Apostle Eidim till he does Tshuva. Once he does Tshuva, he's Kosher Eidim. Akorev can testify in this case, and another case he can testify. So you don't say that he doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. The Korev or the Russia has a, he's considered an eight, but he happens to be an eight apostle. So then I'd say, Nitzeh Echad Men Eidim, Karav Apostle. He's one of the Eidim, and the din of Karav Apostle sets in. But if it's Cherushah to be cut, Neved Isha Akam, they don't have a Shem Eid at all. Just as a Moshul Amad of a Daimah, let's say you would have three testify in court, and then it turns out that one of them happened to be a parrot. So you're going to say, Nitzeh Echad Men Eidim, Karav Apostle, because he's a parrot. Bichlal, it's not called an eight. So even if it's a human being, but if it's a nochri, Eved Ishak, Mecher Ishot V'Kotten, there's no shame made at all. That's the famous Ravid. The Ravid writes like this, the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ravid. In the Shulchan Aruch, they discuss the Shitas HaRavid, that the Ravid interprets Pshat in the whole sugi, the famous din of Pagina Dibura. So he claims that Pagina Dibura only applies. Pagina Dibura is just the opposite of the din of Din Sechem Neid and Karva Pasuk. We have a din, if a person gave a long story, gave a whole testimony, and part of it cannot be accepted, so the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Ravid says this is an extension of the din of Nimsa Echem and Eidim Karav Apostle Eidus Kulam B'Teilim. If you have three or four witnesses, and one of them is thrown out, so you throw out even the testimony of the others who are kosher. So who are the Nami? If you have one witness and he tells a long story, 20 parts to it, and one part we can't accept what he said, so that's called leidushet batam exalsa batla kulam. So pagina dibur is just the opposite. A person tells a long story. Part of it we cannot accept because they don't amaze matzmei rosha. So we say, well, the part that you can't accept, you throw out, and the rest of it you do accept. So that's what all the rishonim work on the kasha. Isn't this totally in contradiction to the din of leidushet batam exalsa batla kulam? Pagina Dibura, that we split in half what he said. You accept the half that's acceptable and you reject the half that's not acceptable. It's just the opposite. It's in stirim. So all the Rishonim work on that kash. So all the Rishonim have one teretz based on the Gemara in Yesh Noichlin, and the Ravid stands alone. The Ravid argues with the Rambam, argues with Rashi and Tosfos. He has a whole different shach on everything. And the Choshim Ish, but the shach always toys with the Ravid's idea. So the Ravid claims that the din of Pagina Dibura only applies in the case where part of the testimony, he gave 20 points in his testimony, 1 point cannot be accepted, so we throw that out and the rest we do accept. That only applies when the part that can't be accepted is because he's a baldover, because a baldover doesn't have a shame aid at all. If he doesn't have a shame aid, so the whole dinam dim tzeched me'edim karva pas leidus kulam b'teila doesn't apply. And the din of edus shabatla mekzos batla kula is an extension of the din of nim tzeched me'edim karva pas. Just if you visualize, the court stenographer writes notes. So if you have three witnesses testify, so he writes and he writes and he writes the testimony of the first witness, so he writes the testimony of the second witness, the testimony of the third witness. Then we realize that one of them is posulatus, and not only do we throw out that part, you have to throw out the whole, all the notes from the other two witnesses also. So what denami, if one person gives a whole testimony, he gives 20 points in his testimony, and we write it all down, then one part we have to throw out, so you have to throw everything out. That's what the Ravid understands. That Gemara and Bavakame of Edu Shabbatlam and Sosabat Lukul is an extension of the din in the Mishnah and Makkas in the first paragraph. Makkas of Nim Tzechet Meredim Korv Apostle.
Just some of the Ravid says, not like everyone else, because the Ravid himself says himself in about an Isha.
That what?
The Ravid on the roof says over there that the Isha is possible for Edechem and Bisur.
So therefore?
So this whole Vart is Rav Shimon saying the Vart in those shitas, to explain those shitas that say why an isha would be psula as opposed to someone else.
Oh, so we're trying to explain why is there a group of rishonim who think that erech dem isham doesn't apply to isha. So we're explaining that a ganef or a korov has a shame eid, but it's a shame eid puzzle. So the xeris hakosva psuli eidus doesn't carry over to erech dem and bisur. But if it's one of these six people, Cherisha Tevkot, Nebed Ishak, and doesn't have a shame aid at all, so then if he doesn't have a shame aid at all, it's not even acceptable for Eid Echadam and Bisur.
So since you're coming on to this whole thing in the Ravid, to explain the Ravid Shita why Eid Echadam and Bisur is not said by Isha, so that's why the Ravid himself explained the Rishonim's Kasha in the same Mahal.
No, that's unrelated. The Ravid there is not talking about Eid Echadam and Bisur. The Ravid there is talking about Eid Shabbat and Mixos about Lakula.
No, but who said everyone else would agree with the original Hanukkah, with the Shimon's Hanukkah to be Mechalik like that?
That we assume the Tumim is right. The Tumim writes Mitzar HaSvara like that, that by these six people, you wouldn't apply Nimsech Medeidim Karb Apostle. That's an assumption. Not everybody agrees with the Tumim. The Tosfos in the end of the first Perek in Makkos asks Akasha that they have in a few Mesichtas. They ask Akasha, the Loshen of Tosfos is Hech Matzini Yedeinu V'Ragleinu. How does it ever work by us? That's a lashon gemara. Hech matzina deinu v'agleinu. The gemara says, so Tosfos asks, at every chasen and in every divorce, you have all the relatives standing around. By us at a wedding, you have all the relatives. When they get divorced, you don't have so many relatives standing around. The husband and the wife come, and you have the rabbi and the eidim are going to sign on the get. You don't have the whole family and all the cousins. They don't invite, they don't send out invitations that the whole family should come and attend the divorce. That's the way Tosfos describes it. Is this both by a chasen and by get, it's full of relatives all over the place. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. One should say Nim, it's Echad Men Eidim Korv Apostle, Eidus Kulam Betel, because you have all these relatives standing around. So the Maharam Lublin, on the bottom of the Marsho, at the end of the first Perek in Makkos, says he doesn't really understand why Tosfos had to ask, because you have all the relatives standing around. Even if you wouldn't have relatives, but you have women standing around also, so one should say Karva Apostle because of the women. Tosfos should have asked that kasha. What about Karva Apostle because of women? So Barab Lublin obviously didn't yet see the light. He was in the 1500s. He didn't know about this. Barab didn't know about this Tumen. The Tumen came in the 1700s. He didn't know yet that you're not going to say. The Orach Laner was already more recent. So he said, what's he talking about, Barab Lublin? Of course you don't say Karva Apostle by women. Everybody, he doesn't quote the Tumim either. The Orach Laned on Makkos, in the end of the first prayer, he doesn't quote the Tumim. He writes on his own. It's from that time on, from the time the Tumim wrote it, so the whole world became enlightened, and then everybody came to the realization that by these six people, Cherish HaTavikot, Navidish Akim, you simply don't apply Korban Pasul. Maram was kind of Matan Torah. Maram Lablim was before they saw the light. He didn't realize that. But it's
so
usually
a group of Rishonim that don't agree with this, then if we're saying it in the Ravid to explain the Ravid, that's why the Ravid will use that Torah to explain the stira between Pagin and Dibure and Eidesh Pagin and Tos.
I mean, similar.
Because if the Ravid stuck to saying Avard anyway for Eidesh and Ambi Surah,
okay, good. Very good. Okay. So this, obviously, this opinion in the Rishonim that Eidesh and Ambi Surah doesn't apply to women clearly kind of go along with Taisus. Taisus says the mocker of the whole din and the chumish b'safra lo liatzma, that the zova makes her own bedikas and she counts her own shevinikim. The pasuk is talking about a woman who's a zova. So obviously Taisus is of the opinion, like the accepted opinion, that you do apply karma, that you do apply erech and emisurim to women as well. That doesn't pose a problem.
Maybe say the asher, it's not really good. How's
that? You have no brera. You have no brera, so then you can't really learn. That's what the Rishon and the Ramban, I think, writes like that. Then that's not fair to learn out from that pasuk to call it tarkul eidech and then misur. Maybe that's an exception to the rule because eched diyef shashayni. Or other Rishonim argue, she's saying that she's counting shivinikim, so it's negir to her. So maybe you should argue the point eidech and then misur. Maybe it only applies when it's relevant to me. So then, I'm them and even legabi other people as well. But if I'm saying that the food is kosher a treif, I'm not saying about myself, it doesn't start with me. So how can you really learn out from this pasuk with safra lo liatzman? There are those who are not happy with Taisa Shi. One of the mefarshim in the back of the Gemara print and in the back of the Vilna Shas points out that this machlekes Rashi and Taisa is two opinions in the Talmud Yerushalmi, what the source for Eidech Adem Misurim is. So it's earlier than Rashi and Taisa. There is a famous Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis, in the second parak in Ksubis, in the Sugya of Shibuya. There is a din mid Rabban. There is a din in the Torah. If a woman is nensa by a Nachri, so she's considered a Zona. Nivala l'pasla p'sala, she's considered a Zona, and she's not permitted to marry a Kohen. What if a woman was a Shibuya? Nishbis b'yad ha-Nachrim. She was held prisoner in a prison. So that's a din midrabbanan, that a shvuya is not permitted to marry a kohen. That was one of the big issues after the Second World War. There were tens of thousands, there were millions of women who were held captive by the... Most of them they killed. So after the war, there were not millions, but there were 100,000 women who were liberated after the war. And they were all shvuya, so they're talking not allowed to marry kohanim. So the gdolim at that time gave different reasons why they think that it's muta. The main reason that they gave was that the Nazis treated the Jews as animals. And according to their laws, if a German would have sexual relations with a Jewish woman, it's like Mishka Behema. So they would be punished. The German would be punished. So most of them did not. A lot of them did have relations with Jewish women, but most of them did not. They were afraid. So that was the main heter at that time, that they said that the din of Shvuya didn't apply because the German government had these crazy laws discriminating against the Jews and treating them like dirt, treating them like animals. So there is a din of Shvuya. So the din of Shvuya applies even if the woman who is held captive comes and she swears on a stack of Bibles that she was not the nensa by the goy. We don't believe her. But what if there's an Eidechud who's there? There's someone else other than the woman who says that the woman was, he was there, he or she was there with the woman the whole time, and he says that she was never then, so she was never nivelu to the Nachri. So then the din of Shvuya doesn't apply. That's how the Mishnah says. What if the woman was there with her husband, and the husband says, Lo zazi yazi mitoch yota, I was in the same prison cell with my wife, and they didn't start up with her. So then the Mishnah says she's ain't, the husband is ain't a neman, because Baal ki ishtai, and ain't on the maid alatzma, a baldover is postulatus. Even though an eidechot is good, even though an eidechot postul is good, a baldover is not nema. So you can read the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is describing how the Tanoim set up the whole din of Shvuya. It's an invention with the Rabbona. Menatoira, it's not really a sophic. The woman is becheskas kashuas lakuna, becheskas heta lakuna. So the whole thing is a chumer with the Rabbona. So when they set up this chumra mid rabbanan of shvuya, they built in all of these clauses. They said if there's an eidechot that says she was not nivala, that solves the problem. And if the husband says, we don't trust the husband. That's how you can learn pashup shat. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Mishnah, and there is such an opinion quoted by the Shilta Giborim on the side of the Rif. Shilta Giborim quotes it from one of the earlier, from one of the Rishonim. Shilta Giborim is a likud that was made by Rabbi Shua Boaz. We mentioned he's the one who made the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah and the Masaras Hashas in the Torah. He wrote all the Marmakaimis. So every so often he'll give his own, he'll stick in his own two cents in the Shilta Giborim. But usually he's quoting Rishonim. Most of the time he quotes Rishonim. He quotes the Riyaz, that's Rabban, that's the grandfather of the Tosfos Rit. Rabbeinu Yishaya, the grandson of the Tosfos Rit, Rabbeinu Yishaya Achron Zal, is the Riyaz.
Doesn't Rabbi
Yishaya
think was also part of the Tosfos
Rishas? Right, the brackets were added on by Rabbi Yishaya Pick. Yeah. Whatever's not in brackets is by Rabbi Shua Bo. So that was, so the Pnei Yeshua writes like this, this Chiddush, and it, the Shilta Giborim quotes that some Rishonim say like that, the Chiddush being that when the Mishnah says the husband is not Neman to say that his wife is Muteris LeKuhuna, because Baal Ki Ishto and Ein Odom Neman Ayde Atzmai, so the Pnei Yeshua says from the Lashon HaMishnah doesn't sound like this is the way we're formulating the Dinim. Tanoim sat down one day and they made up the Din of Shvuya, and then they decided, well, we're going to throw in a Heter that Eid Echad is Neman to solve the problem of Shvuya. And if the Eid Echad is the husband or Baldova, ain't on him Neman al Deyatzma. It sounds from the Mishnah as if they're taking an age old din, ain't on him Neman al Deyatzma, and they're applying it over here. So it sounds like even though Eid Echad is Neman Bisurma, Baldova is Ein Neman. So the Pnei Yeshua says he thinks that's the din in Kol HaTarpula. That's a din deraisa. Not only is a Baldova Pasala Eid is when you require Shnei Eidim Sherim, the Mamas and the Pashas and the Dovah Shabierva, you need two Pashara Eidim. So a Baldova is Ein HaNeman, because a Baldova Adam Korav Eitzel Atzma, just like a Korav is no good. So a Baldova is certainly a Korav, Adam Korav Eitzel Atzma. But the Pnei Yeshua says, and the Shulti Giborim quotes this from some of the Rishonim, from the Mishnah would appear that this is an older din, preceded the days of the Tanoim, not only in a case where you need Shnei Eidim Kshem, even in a case where Eid Echad is believed, let's say Eid Echad Nem Misurim, a Baldova would be Ein HaNeman. That's how the Pnei Yeshua writes. So Reb Shloime Eger has had oris on all of Shulchan Aruch. They printed it on some of their volumes. They printed it on Yerideya. They printed the Gil Yer Masha from Reb Shloime Eger. That's Rebbe Kivega's son. And I think they printed also in the new Chayshim Mishpat that they printed in Eretz. I think they included the Gil Yer Masha Chayshim Mishpat, and they're soon going to print on Ebenezer. They found the Gil Yer Masha on all of Shulchan Aruch. So the Gil Yer Masha on Yerideya on Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. What's special about Siman Kuf Chav Zayin? That's the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya. That has all the dinim of Eid Echad Neman BeYisur. Why is it the gematria Kuf Chav Zayin? What's it doing? Beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya. Kuf Chav Zayin is in the middle of Hilchas Tam Yeinu. It should be in Siman Aleph in Yerideya. It is in Siman Aleph. Siman Aleph also tells some of the dinim of Eid Echad Neman BeYisur. But most of the dinim of Eid Echad Neman BeYisurim appear in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya, Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, in the middle of Hilchas Tam Yeinu. Why? Because the Gemara later in Gittin, the big rush, later in Gittin, the Gemara talks about Eid Echad Nisnasach Yein Echad. What's the din? I have barrels of wine in the basement. And Eid Echad comes and says, well, you were on vacation in Florida, sitting in the sun, I was watching, and a guy came and he was Menasach all of your wine. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, and the Rishonim have a whole discussion there on that Gemara. What's the din of Eid Echad and Misurim by Nisnasach Yein Echad? So that's why in the Shulchan Aruch they quote all the dinim in the context that it appears in the Gemara by Nisnasach Yein Echad. It's not miyuchad dafke to Yayin Esach, it's a din in Kol HaTarkula, whether you do say or you don't say. Eid Echad and Misurim, what are the rules and regulations? But that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Take all the Gemaras all over the place. The Rambam took all the Gemaras which are out of order and he put them all in order. And he made a Mishnah Torah. Then the Tur put away the Rambam and he took the Gemaras and he put them out of order again. So if you want to find something in the Rambam, it's easy. Take a Rambam and you guess. You want to find Hilchos Shabbos, everything goes in order. Everything goes in order. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, you never find anything. You have to be a genius. You have to know. You have to have a maftiach. You have to be able to find something. So that's why in the tour, in the big Shulchan Aruch, all the dinim of Eid Echad Neman Misurim appear in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerideya, in the middle of why would anybody think like that? You got another Gemara, because it's by Nisnasach Yenech. So Reb Shlomo Eger in the Heoris on the side of the page in the Gil Yer Masha points out, you know this, Pnei Yeshua says Eid Echad Neman Misurim doesn't apply Menatar to a Baldover. He says you should know that it's against Tosfos. Taisa says the mocker in the Chumash for the principle of Erecha Nem Visurim is the Pasuk V'Sofer Allah Liatzma. That's how the Gemara in Ksuvah Stafayin Beis understands the word law. V'Sofer Allah Liatzma. The woman makes her own bedikas, her own shivinikim, and she's Nemenes. And Taisa claims that that's the mocker for the din of Erecha Nem Visurim. So Rav Shlaim Eger says, but the woman is Dachta Baldover. So don't you see, according to Taisa, and the very mocker itself, the very source of the din, that Erech and Emisirim does apply to Baldova, that we don't agree with the Tosfos. So the truth of the matter is that it's not really such a kasha. That's what Shlomo Eger says. It's against Tosfos. So the truth of the matter is that it's not such a kasha. The Pashtus is that the woman is probably not considered a Baldova when you're talking about the woman being a Zova. Just because we're discussing whether she is a Zova, she's not a Zova, that does make her into the Baldova. The Pashtus is the definition of Baldova. And this Pnei Yeshua is the Bala Maisa. We're discussing whether the woman was Nensa by the guy. So even though the woman was Nensa, she's completely passive. She's B'Shev Al Tassa. She says, the Gemara uses the Lashon, she's a Karka Olam. She's not doing anything active. But a Maisa is Nus, a Maisa Tashman. She's always considered the two participants. This is Zohan and Keva. And maybe the guy was Ma'anas her and she was Nensa Bal Korcha, but still she participated in the act of Znus Bal Korcha. So that's called the Baldover. The woman, by the topic of Shavuya, is the Baldover to discuss what did she participate in the Maisa Znus, did she not. That's called the Baldover. But over here, she's not really considered a Baldover. We're just discussing. These are the hormones in her body cause her to become a Zova. And then when it's finished, so she's no longer a Zova. Then the Shemenikim happens by itself. So she's not really the one who's the Bala Maisa. So the Kasha there, Rav Shlomo Eger, that isn't the Tosfos totally in contradiction to the Pnei Yeshua, can be answered. It's not really such a contradiction. Maisa, the Hesber for it though, why should the Pnei Yeshua make such a statement that Erech Nem Visurim doesn't apply to Baldov? So he probably means to say that Erech Nem Visurim only applies when the person has a shemaid, and a baldover doesn't have a shemaid at all, like the Ravid said. So if you're going to say like that, then Erech Nem Visurim shouldn't apply to an Isha. So it's again against Tosfos. That is against Tosfos. Tosfos says Beferish. Erech Nem Visurim does apply to Isha, despite the fact that we usually assume that an Isha doesn't have a shemaid at all. So bottom line, the Tosfos is going to be in contradiction to the Pnei Yeshua. But not so much the way Rav Shlomo Eger is, that Tosfos is talking about the woman who's a baldover. You can delay out of that. You can say the woman is not by the Zava making the Bedikah Shimon Kim, she's not really the Baldova. But still, the same Svara, why a Baldova should be possible because it doesn't have a shame made, should apply to Isha. We ought to say that an Isha doesn't have a shame made either. All right, so Tosfos is against the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, not everybody agrees with Tosfos. Some of the Rishonim agree with Rashi that the source for Erech Nem Visurim is not based on the Sofer Lo Liatzma, but rather based on the Shochat as Ben HaBokar. There is a machlokis in the Rishonim regarding the din of Yehorig Val Yavar. When do we apply Yehorig Val Yavar? So that by the Gimel Averis HaChamuras Be'avoy Dezorig Yilei Reis and Shvichas Domim, we have a din Yehorig Val Yavar. Usually the rule is that Pikoch Nefesh is Decha Kolatara Kulam. So by the Gimel Averis HaChamuras we say Yehorig Val Yavar, and then another Avera Befarhesia we would also say Yehorig Val Yavar. Or even if it's not b'farhesi, if it's b'shas hashmat, so we say yehorig val yavar. When a person recites kriya shma, he says, after Hashem alakecha b'chol nafshecha, so he's supposed to have in mind, afilo noitel es nafshecha, under certain circumstances. If it's a case of the gimel aver sachamuras, or a case of b'farhesi, or a case of b'shas hashmat, so the person has to demonstrate his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent of giving up his life, afilo noitel es nafshecha. So the Rishonim have a mefurish and machlokes, what's included in Gilui Arayis. How far does Gilui Arayis go? Let's say someone holds a gun to my head, and I'm a Kohen, and they insist I should be mezana with a grusha zayna b'chalola. So that's an Issa Lav. That's not an Issa Koris. So we say, l'haloch and Shulchan Aruch, it says that that's not called Yehorig Val Yavar. It's only considered a Gili Arayis. We say Yehorig Val Yavar by Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis doesn't mean all Bias Asuras. There are Bias Asuras, Chai B'Lavin, let's say Abual HaMamzeres. Yisrael Abual HaMamzeres, or someone lives with a Mitzri Ve'adoymi, Dor Rishon, Dor Shlishi Yovel Lahem V'Kal Hashem. Dor Rishon, Dor Sheni is an Isser, That's an Issa Lav, but it's not an Issa Karis. If there's no Issa Karis, that's not called Gili HaRais, it's not called Yehar Goyav. There are things that have Karis that are not Gili HaRais, eating Chametz B'Pesach. You say Pikoch Nefesh is Deche, eating on Yom Kippur, Pikoch Nefesh is Deche. People who can't fast on Yom Kippur, you don't say Gili HaRais, Yehar Goyav. Gili HaRais means an Issa Bia that has Karis. But it just because it has Karis doesn't mean that automatically it's Gili HaRais. So the Shaila is, does every Issa Bia that has Karis, does it imply that they're all Gili HaRais? Let's say Habo'al Anida. Habo'al Anida, she'll go to Mikvah, she'll be Muteris. So there's an Issa. So do you say, well, it's an Issa Bia and it has Karis? So by definition, that's called Gili HaRais. So they say, no, we know that Nida is different. Nida and Zova is different. We know that usually by Gili HaRais, not only is there a unique status that is Yehar Goyavar, we know that the din is that Enki Dushin Tovsim Mechaibi Krisis, and we know that Havlad Mamzer. From Chayvi Krisis to Vlad Mamza, because it's Gili HaRais. We know that Habo'al Anida, the Vlad is not a Mamza. We know Amikarishas Anida, the Kiddushin Atovsin. The Gemara learns up in the Pasuk, Kusahi Nidosa Olov. The Pasuk, Kusahi Nidosa Olov, means that Habo'al Anida becomes Tomei Shiva. Just like the Nida is Tomei Shiva, so the Habo'al Anida becomes Tomei also. So that's how the Pasuk says, Kusahi Nidosa Olov. So the Gemara says an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk is, Kusahi Yiloshen Havaya, Kisiyena Li Yishtei Noshem. See, Nidosa Olav, that Kiddushin Atovsin Benido. Even before she went to the mikvah, she's still a Nida, Kiddushin Atovsin. So, we see it's an exception to the rule, that even though it's an Issa Bia with an Issa Kares, still Kiddushin Atovsin, and the Vlad is not a Mamza. So it's an exception to which rule? Do we say that it's Gili HaRais, but it doesn't have Vlad Mamza, and it doesn't have Enkiddushin Atovsin, it's an exception to that rule? Or do you say, no, it's an exception to the rule, that even though it's an Issa Bia with Kares, it's not called Gili HaRais, it's an Issa. It's clearly an exception to the rule. The question is, which rule is it an exception to? So that's a Mefurish HaMachlokes HaRishon. So the Rambam writes several times. The Rambam writes explicitly, HaNida B'chlal HaRaisi. He writes it a few times. It's very, and there are more Rambams, not just expressions, there are Dinim in the Rambam, two Dinim in the Rambam. It seems to indicate very clearly that he is of the opinion that Nida is Gili HaRais, and when you say, you would say Yehorek Val Yavar. Then there's a Shach, and there's a Mechaber in Yeridei, and Hilchas Nida, where he quotes in Tshuvas Ramban, talks about Yehorek Val Yavar, talks about the doctor, the husband is a doctor, and he wants to take his wife's pulse, and the wife is a Nida, and it's a situation of Pikoch Nefesh, Safik Pikoch Nefesh, and the Mechaber quotes in Tshuvas Ramban about Yehorek Val Yavar. He's not being Boala Nida, he's just taking a pulse. So there's a whole discussion in the Tshuvas Ramban about that. So the Ramban and the Rambam seem to hold very clearly that Nida is Gili HaRais and you would apply Yehar Goyavah. The one who disagrees explicitly is the Rabbi Natam in the Sefer Yosher. He has a whole essay about this. He says Nida is not Gili HaRais, but HaRai that the Vlad is not a Mamzer and Kiddushin Atovsin, so you don't say Yehar Goyavah. Everybody agrees it's an exception to the rule. The Shaila is, which rule is it an exception to? That despite the fact that it has Koris, it's not Gili HaRais. That's how the Rabbi Natam learns. Then he has a whole harchacha from the Sugi and Yevamos. All fancy harchacha. So one of the harchachas of the Rabbi Natam is our Taisus, Am Beis. That the whole source of Eidei Chodem and Yisurim is V'Sofra Lo Li'atzma. And we know that by Dova Shebi'erva, we need two Eidim. Dova Shebi'erva is learned that Dova Mimam. Kimotze Be'erva is Dovar. So the Rabbein Tam argues in the Sefer Yosher, if Nida should be considered Gili HaRais, then it should have the status of Dovah Shebi'erva. So it should need two Eidim Sheira. So the fact that the Chumash tells us by Zova, Nida, and Benegeta, this is the same. So the fact that the Torah tells us by Zova and by Nida, Eidech and Nem Bisurim, that's a Raya, that it's only Yisurim, that it's not a Dovah Shebi'erva. So the Rabbein Tam, bringing the Raya, is making a major assumption over here. That the definition of Dovah Shebi'erva, which requires Shnei Eidim, is identical with Gili HaRais. How does he know? Just because the word HaRais and Erva, the same word. That's later on. That's a big machlokes, the Ramban and the Ran. Let's say a man is about to get married, and then an Erecha comes and says, you can't marry that girl. I know for a fact that girl is your sister. It happens sometimes. A woman remarried, didn't she? A woman had a child out of wedlock, and she gave the child up for adoption. And then once in a while, a brother is about to marry the sister. So Nerecha comes and says, I know the facts. You don't know. You weren't born yet. I know the facts. that this is your sister. So is that considered an echad nami misurim? Is that considered a davar shebi'erva? You're being mevarer a topic of gili arayis. So is the definition of davar shebi'erva whenever we're being done on an issue of gili arayis? Or you say perhaps the definition is something other than that. Maybe that's not the definition. So Rabbi Natam assumes that that is the definition. Other Rishonim explicitly disagree. According to the other Rishonim, what would be the definition? What would be the definition of davar shebi'erva that requires shnei edim? If it doesn't depend on gili arayis, what would be the definition? Take for example the Gemara in Kiddushin. Avdav Samach Vav, Alpi Pashta seems to say that to attest to the fact that a woman is Zona in Asur Lekuhuna, Iman Nishbis Bimoydin. Gemara talks about Yareh HaMelech, that his mother was a Shvuya and she was living with the father. Mother was Nishbis when she was married already. So if a woman is a Shvuya, some of the Rabbanon, she's not allowed to marry a Koy. That's the Mishnah Ksubis in the second Merkel, there's Din of Shvuya. And if a Shvuya marries a Kohen, she violated the Din Derabbanan. So it's considered like a Zayna married a Kohen. So if a Zayna marries a Kohen, the children are Halolim in HaTorah. Chola means no Kedusha's Kuna at all. So if a Shvuya marries a Kohen, so the children will be Halolim in Derabbanan. They won't be Halolim in HaTorah, but they'll be Halolim in Derabbanan. So they won't have the Kulas of a Cholol. A real Cholol, who's a Cholol in HaTorah, let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha, and the children are all Halolim and Halolis. So the son who's a Cholol is permitted to go to the cemetery. He's permitted to marry a Giyor, he's permitted to marry a Grusha. A Cholol means he's emptied out from Kedusha's Kuna. If a man marries a Shvuya, the children, let's say a man marries a Chalutza. Chalutza, the Kohen is only Asur Midrabbanan, the Gemara says. A Grusha is Asur Midrabbanan, and Chalutza is only Asur Midrabbanan. So if a man marries a Chalutza, a Ben Grusha is a Cholol Midrabbanan, Ben Chalutza is a Cholol Midrabbanan. So if someone is a Ben Chalutza, the same as Ben HaShvuya, he has both of the chumras. He's not allowed to go to the cemetery because Ben HaTorah, he is a Kohen. And he can't get the first Aliyah because, and he can't be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash because Midirabbanon, he's a Chalom. He's not a Kohen. It's a tie to the Sasri. Ben HaTorah, he's a Kohen, and Midirabbanon, he's not a Kohen. So he put on all the chumras of both ways. So the Gemara tells about this Yanai. Yanai HaMelech was a Kohen. His father, he was from the Chashmonai. So his father was a Kohen. But his father remained married with the mother even after the mother became a Shvuya. So he should have been, and he was born afterwards, so he should really be considered a Cholam Adirabbanan. And then he decided to function as the Kohen Gadol. Not enough that he's the Melech, he decided he wants to become the Kohen Gadol as well. So if he's really a Cholol, so he's not allowed to function as a Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to be Makar of any Karbonis. So the Gemara has a whole discussion regarding the testimony. How many witnesses testified that the mother was a Shvuya? How many witnesses do you need to testify that a woman is a Zayna, that a woman is a Shvuya, that she's Psula Lakuni, she's not an American? So the simple sugya, the simple reading of the sugya in Kiddushin, Dav Samach Vav, implies that you need two Eidim. You don't want to say Eid Echad Nem Bisur. Why? That's not Yehari Val Yavar. That's not Gili Arayis. A Zayna Lakain is not Gili Arayis. And a Cholam Makar of Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash is not Gili Arayis either. So why should you require Shnei Eidim Shem? So it's usually assumed, that's how the Machne Ephraim writes, usually assumed. Machne Ephraim is an Achron though. Machne Ephraim is one of the Achronim. The Nesivis didn't know when the Machne Ephraim lived. He had an old copy of the Machne Ephraim, so it was yellow. So he thought it must have lived centuries before. So he writes, Echad Men Akad Moinim. So I think the Chidor writes, if I'm not mistaken. So one of the Svarim writes, what do you mean Echad Men Akad Moinim? He just died a few years ago. He says, I was the Meshulach for his yeshiva. I traveled all over Europe to raise money for his yeshiva. What do you mean? He didn't live centuries ago. He just lived now. So I think he lived in the 1700s. Machne Ephraim. So Machne Ephraim has a Chibur on the Rambam. It's in the order of the Rambam. He has very few comments on the Rambam. Most of them are long essays. Most of them are essays, not long essays. Most of them are essays, and here and there he has writing commentary on the Rambam. So he has a comment. The Rambam writes, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim can sometimes lead up to Malkus. In order to give Malkus, you need two Eidim. So the Rambam says, you need two Eidim to say that the person ate the Chazer. But to establish that this is Chazer, the Rambam quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Hu Yisa Ratzma Be'Eid Echad Yuchzak. The Rambam writes it in three different places. Yerushalmi has it in three different places. So the Rambam also writes it in three different places. It doesn't write the same three places where the Yerushalmi writes it. The Rambam took everything and put it back into order again. But the Rambam writes in three different places this rule. If an Eid Echad says this woman is a Zayna, then a Kohen is not allowed to marry her. And then if the Kohen does live with her, and there are two Eidim who say that the Kohen was living with the woman, then we're going to give Malkus to the Kohen. So the Rambam says, Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim can establish that the woman is a Zayna, Asur LeKohen. He gives that as a mashal. Eid Echad says that this is Chazur, that this is Nevela, that this is Chele B'dam. And then a person is told, you better not eat it, because Eid Echad established that this is trip. Then he goes ahead and he eats it. So if there are two witnesses who testify that we warned them, don't eat it, we're going to give you Malkus, we'll give him Malkus, even though the whole Isser only rests on the testimony of an Eid Echad. But that's what it says in the Yerushalmi, Eid Echad Nemisum. So the Rambam gives us an example of Eid Echad Nemisum. Eid Echad is believed to say that a woman is a Zayna Asur Lekoy. So the Machne Ephraim said, isn't it against the Gemara, the Feirush Sugin Kedushin Dav Samach Vav, that Eid Echad Nemisum does not apply to Zayna Lekoy, that's called Dovash Abiyervo. Why should it be considered Dovash Abiyervo? It's not Gili Arayas, there's no chorus over there, it's only Nisa Lav. So the Machne Ephraim has a very brief one sentence, he gives you the whole. He says he thinks the definition of Dovash Abiyervo as opposed to Eid Echad Nemisum is Gabra versus Cheftza. This is before Abchaim came on the scene. Gavra versus Cheftza. If you're talking about a Chaloshem on a Gavra, that this woman is an Eshesish, or the woman is a Grusha, the woman is an Almana, the husband is alive, the husband is not alive, that's called Dovash Abiyervo. You're speaking about personal status of a person. Someone's personal status, saying that a person is a mamzer. That's a big discussion in Shuvas Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega was a contemporary of the Nesivas. They live in two different countries, but they used to correspond with each other. So Rabbi Kivega and the Nesivas have a whole correspondence in Shuvas Rabbi Kivega, a few Shuvas in a row, regarding testimony to ascertain that someone is a mamzer. Is it sufficient with Eid Echad, or do you need to aid him? So most assume you need to aid him. The opening Mishnah Makkos talks about Kashizamam, when witnesses testify that someone is a cholo. So the Nesivas has a klal in Hilchas Eidus. There's no din of Kashizamam. The whole din of Kashizamam only applies if you need two kosher Eidim. If it's a case of Eid Echad Nemisum, it's not called Hagodas Eidus B'Bezin. So the whole institution of Kashizamam, the whole punishment of Kashizamam doesn't apply. So what's the whole deal in the first and the opening Mishnah Makkos? How do we deal with the Kasha Zamam story? There is that Eid Echad Nemisum. So you see from the Mishnah that it's a Dovash Abiyervo, that you need two Eidim. Why is it a Dovash Abiyervo? To say that a person is a Cholol as opposed to a Kohen as opposed to a Cholol. Why is it Dovash Abiyervo?
Don't we say that a Chaya is only Neman as Bishas than Leda, not later?
Right.
So you see Eid Echad is not Neman to say someone's a Mamzer. She's being Mavar, he's Kohen Levi Yisrael Mamzer.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have an Emanus if it's after the, when it's not the other anymore.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, how can you get around that Raya?
With the Gemara and Makkos, how do you explain that?
No, it's the same as the Gemara and Makkos. That you need two kosher Eidim to say Ben Grush Mechalutza. You need two kosher Eidim to say that someone is a Mamzer or a Cholo. And that's what the Machne Ephraim says. Whenever it's Eidus on a personal status of an individual, that's called the Dovash Abiyervo. When you say you want to say a woman is a Zayna Asur LeKohen, even though there's no Gili Arayis involved, there's no Yehorik Val Yavar, but that's defined as Dovash Abiyervo. Dovash Abiyervo has to do with personal status. So let's say I'm about to marry a girl and Eid Echad comes and says, you can't marry the girl, that's your sister. That's personal Hachal Hashem on the Gavra. Everybody has a sister. Some people don't. Okay. I have a sister. Okay. You have a brother, you have a sister. That's not, no, Chal Hashem and Agav means a person is a cholo, person is a mamzer, person is a zayna, person is a grusha, person is an eshesish. You're talking about a Chal Hashem and Agav, not a brother and a sister, it's a sister. That's not a Chal Hashem and Agav, that's a akurva. He's a relative. So some Rishonim hold that that's not called Dovash Abiyervo. Some of the Rishonim say like the Rabbein Tam, that's Dovash Abiyervo because you're ascertaining an issue of Gili Arayis. The others say no. Dovash Abiyervo means when you're talking about a Chal Hashem on the Gavra. Sister and a brother is not a Chal Hashem. Mamzeris, Chalolis, Zayna. That's a Chal Hashem on the Gavra. Eshesish. Meis Baila. That has to do with Chal Hashem on the Gavra. What does the Rambam do with the Gemara? That's the problem. That's what the Machne Ephraim says. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam writes, Yisar Atzma Beid Echad Yuchsa. You can establish the Yisr based on Eid Echad, and it gives you the example. Eid Echad comes and establishes the woman as a Zayna. Then a Kohen goes and he marries this woman, and two Edom want him. Don't live with the woman. You're going to get Malkus. So the Rambam says, based on the Yerushalmi, you're going to give him Malkus over there. As long as there are two Edom and he does the Aveira, even though the establishment of the Yisr was only accomplished with an Eid Echad. So how can the Rambam say, the Eid Echad is sufficient to establish that a woman is a Zayna L'Kainis against the Gemara? So the Machne Ephraim answers the Rambam. He's not happy with it. He doesn't agree. He thinks the Rambam is not right, but he says the Rambam apparently distinguishes between the case where the woman is single or the woman is married. The story in Kiddushin Dab Samach Vav, Imon Nishbis B'moidiyin, that Yanai HaMelech's mother, he was from the Chashmonaim, they all lived in Modin. So the mother was captured by the enemy from the city Modin when she was married to the husband already. So if a woman is married to a Kohen and then she becomes a Shvuya, so then you're saying that now she has to get divorced. Midir Rabbanan, Minatar, nothing happened. But Midir Rabbanan is saying the woman has to get divorced. So marriage or non-marriage, that's for sure that should be able to say that a woman is Niskatsha, a woman is Nisgarsha, Meis Baila. That's the original Dovah Shebi Erva. To say that a woman is a Saita, what's the original? The original is Kimotza Ba'erva's Dovah. A man gets divorced because he ascertained that his wife was a Saita. So Gemara says, how does he ascertain the wife is a Saita? Because there are two Eidim. How do you know there are two Eidim? Kimotza Ba'erva's Dovah, 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 Mimamim. Just like you ascertain the facts of the case in Didi Mamim is with two Eidim, so you ascertain the woman is a Saita based on two Eidim. So Saita is also saying the woman has to get divorced, the marriage has to be broken. So that's how the Machne Ephraim defends the Rambam. Apparently the Rambam thinks that that's the definition of Dovah Shebi'erva. It's not that Dovah Shebi'erva depends on Gilei Arayis, and it's not that it depends on Chal Hashem and Gavra. It depends on marriage versus non-marriage. To say the original Pasuk is a Soita, that the woman has to get divorced, the marriage is ruined, or to say Niskatsho or Nisgarsho, or to say that an Eishes Kohen was Nishbis, some of the Rabbanu she has to get divorced. They're also saying that the marriage has to be broken. So we have three different shittas in Rishon, three different definitions. There may be a fourth definition. Okay.
Gemara in Suvos, I think towards the end of the second parak. Shach lama chogas tanaim as to what happens if someone calls someone a mamzer, if someone calls someone a chalal, and he's quiet or not. And whatever he does based on that. It sounds like you don't need edus to establish someone as a mamzer and to establish someone as a...
I don't think so, no. If I say that you're a mamzer and you shake your head, so that's shavi anaf shechatich et yisura. So if you're shaysek...
If you need anus, I should be able to... If you need real anus, if this is a devil of Erevah, I shouldn't be able to mean it myself. But
that's shavi anaf shechatich et yisura. Let's say a woman comes and she says, eish yisi shani. So even though you really should have needed two edim, so the Gemara says, talk in the second parak in Ksuvas, that you say shavi anaf shechatich et yisur.
Let's say the Gemara Achal is the case in the Gemara also, right?
Yeah.
So Achal, now already you have, meaning if he admits to me Achal, is he allowed to go in the cemetery now? That shouldn't be, that's not shavi.
We always assumed the man was a kohen, and now he says shavi anaf she, that he's a Achal. Shavi anaf she, I think is only Odom Neman al Atzmo. Beinola bein Atzmo li Atzmo. He's Neman on himself, only Lahachmer.
So we call him
a
chalal and makes him a chalal.
Mm-hmm.
That's only
a
hachmer. That's not
going to
be
a hachmer. Yeah, yeah. If I call him a chalal or a mamzer, and he shoy seik, so then do we take the shtika as a haskona? If you take it as a shtika kohidor, then I say shavi anaf shechaticha disur. But he's saying no, he's an edel person, he's a big miyuchas, and he doesn't want to respond to such narishkeit, so he just walks away. So the Gemara has a discussion whether shtika is kohidor or shtika is an elegance on his part. He doesn't want to get involved in fighting.
How do we know Yanai
was not the son of the guy? Yanai was not the son of the guy.
Right. But the husband was not marked in the Yisrael Rabban,
No, the Gemara says the story was that they really didn't have, they had insufficient cause to puzzle him. That's why he got so angry. They didn't really have two kosher Edom who said that the mother was Nishbis. It was not established. So it wasn't right that they apostled him the kahuna. He was crazy. It was a mshugan anyway. He was a murderer. He was a crackpot. He killed all the rabbon. But strictly speaking, they didn't have sufficient cause to declare that he was a cholom. So there are different opinions. There are different opinions regarding the definition of davar shebi'avad. This Rabbeinu Tam is very interesting. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the fact that Eid Echad and Misurim, the original pasuk says by Nida, is an indication that Nida is not Gilei Arayis. If Nida would have been considered Gilei Arayis, and it would have been Yehareg Vayavar, then we would have said you would require Shnei Eidim. And many Rishonim disagree with the whole Rabbeinu Tam's assumption. Yeah, why does the Gemara introduce the whole topic of Eid Echad and Misurim here? Because they're trying to figure out why. What kind of a din is it that the shliach lahilocha is neman to say b'fananechta b'fananechta? So Rabbi said, well, we're not sure whether the get was written l'shma. In our Torah, we assume you have a rov. And even according to Rabbi Chashinon l'miyuta, this is a miyuta to miyuta, loy chashinon. So the Chachamim introduced that no chumra, even though it's a miyuta to miyuta, you should be concerned about the possibility the get was written shalom l'shma. So if an Eid Echad comes and he says that it's written l'shma, so that solves the whole problem. Right? Eid Echad nem misur. So the Gemara says, what kind of Eid Echad nem misur? This is the chadovah shebi'erva. Why did Gemara think that it's the, what was the Havamina? Gemara originally thought that Eid Echad nem misurim, what they thought that getting divorced is a matter of Eid Echad nem misurim. Eid Echad should be believed to say that a woman got divorced. And then they came to the conclusion that the matter of divorce is a davar shebi'erva. How can you say like that? So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosis on the bottom of base on the base says, no, the Gemara knew all along that to ascertain that the Eishes Ish is allowed to remarry, for sure that's a davar shebi'erva. An issue of marriage and non-marriage, of course it's a davar shebi'erva. Maja thought that this is a gilui milsa b'yamta, to say nizgarsha, that's a davar shebi'erva. But to say that the get was written l'shma as opposed to not being written l'shma, therefore this get can be used later on for the purpose of being megarish the woman, so they thought that's only a gilui milsa, that's a detail. That's a detail point. Mashal amadav adayma, let's say a woman is married and the husband dies and he has no children. So the woman has to have chalitza. So the chalitza shoe has to be made from leather and the rabbin and tam cleanse has to be or behemot Torah. So let's say we have a shoe. We don't know exactly what material it's made from. We don't know whether it's leather or leatherette. Is it imitation leather? Is it synthetic material? Or is it really leather from or behemot Torah? So the Erech will come and say that this is leather from a behemot Torah. So you're going to say that it's no good, that since the issue of chalitza is considered a davar shebi'erva, that's a gemara, that chalitza is considered a davar shebi'erva. Let's say, to say meis bailo, that's a davar shebi'erva. But despite the fact that it should have been considered a davar shebi'erva, should have required to wait, and that's the sugya in Yevamos, machlekes hatanoim, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was held in prison by the Romans, and they said over in his name for the man in the prison, for the Beit HaSurim, that Eid Echad is Neman. Rabbi Akiva said he heard from the earlier generation that they made a kula Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baila. So the Gemara gives a whole dissertation. Why did they give them honest that Eid Echad is going to say Meis Baila? It's an exception to the rule. The rule should have been that Eid Echad should not be believed. Special exception to the rule. So that I can understand because an Eishes Ish is an Issa Karis. So that's a davar shebi'erva. What about Yivama Lashuk? Yivama Lashuk is not an Issa Karis. Let's say we know that the woman was married and the husband died, leaving no children. And we know that there's a brother. And then Eid Echad comes from Dinas Hayam and he says, the brother died. I know for a fact the brother died, no more brothers. And the Yivama is allowed to remarry. There's no living brother, so the Yivama is allowed to marry. So is that Eid Echad Nem Visura? Or do you say, no, that's a davar shebi'erva, and we have to discuss whether we should believe the Eid Echad or not. So the Gemara said beferish that that's called Yivama Lashuk. The Gemara said beferish that is considered a davar shebi'erva. The Gemara has a whole suffix, would you believe in Eid Echad? And Eid Echad by Meis Baila is a special namonis from the Rabbanan. Would you even apply Eid Echad, the Yivama Lashuk, also? The Gemara discusses the various reasons. Why do we allow the Eid Echad? Why do we accept the emunas of an Eid Echad by Meis Baila? Maybe the reason shouldn't apply to Yivama Lashuk. Rav Chaim Moshe has a tshuva in Achiezer, where he discusses a Tosis Rid. There's a Tosis Rid on Yesh Neichlin, on Perek Yesh Neichlin. But the Tosis Rid says that Yivama Lashuk is Eid Echad Nem Visur. You don't need any Shnei Eidim for that. As I said, it's against the Beferish Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion. Nikar Adin, you certainly do need Shnei Eidim to say Meis Hayavam, The Gemara is only misupik, just like they made a takana de rabbana that the echad is them to say meis bailo for whatever reason, either because milsa david did lulay mishakriin should be the echad is going to be medayik, or isha daika means but the woman is going to be medayik. So do these reasons carry over to the case of yivam alashuk or not? But the Gemara assumes that they were pashut to resolve the issue of yivam alashuk. It starts off as being considered a major issue of a davish of the erva that mikra then you do need to wait, not the way the Tosis Rit says. Since there's no chorus and there's no misa by Yivam al-Ashuk, so it's plain all day dach and then misa. He seems to assume, the Tosis Rit seems to be assuming the Rabbeinu Tam's definition. What's considered a davish of yerva that needs to aid him? What is it considered a dach and then misa? So whenever it's a matter of Gili Arayis, whenever there's chorus and this is Bezen, then it's Gili Arayis, then you need to say, hey, Yivam al-Ashuk, there's no chorus and there's no misa's Bezen, and the Vlad is not a mamza, so it's memela, it's not Gili Arayis, and memela, a dach of dinema. Rav Chaim Moses said it's against the Gemara. The Gemara beferish. The Mikra Din there, I said to be Mater Yivam al Ashuk to say that Mesa Yav Mikra Din you do need Shnei Yeg. So on the assumption that Yivam al Ashuk certainly is a Dovish of the Erva, what if you're not sure whether the leather in the shoe is imitation leather, synthetic leather, or it's real leather? So would you require Shnei Yedim on that? So a lot of the Rishonim use a lashon gilei milse eidechad is neman, even though it's going to lead up to a davish of
the Ravid, would hold over there that you need shnei eidim based on all the Ravids that she tells him. Hashdeach leilafa that you need to read it. Anytime it's begat to a davish of erva, even if it's not the davish of erva itself.
The Rabbi about Edis Lekiyim Adov. I don't know. He was talking about Lebir Adov. He was not talking about Lekiyim Adov. Just to ascertain the Metzius.
Even though it's Megeh to a Dov Shemar.
Yeah. The Gemara says in Yevomis on Dachla Metes and Mebeis, the Gemara talks about Ishtemoideinu. Ishtemoideinu is an Aramaic word that means Hikarnuhu. We have identified the person. Ishtemoideinu is the verb that's used in the Get Chalitza. When a couple does Chalitza, a woman was married, the husband died, left no descendants, left no children, grandchildren, so the wife needs chalitza. She does chalitza. How does she prove that she had chalitza? So the Bezin writes a shtar chalitza. Bezin writes a shtar ma'isa Bezin. This is to ascertain that we constituted a Bezin and we did the chalitza. We saw the way the Bezin authorized us to write a shtar. The Bezin did the chalitza. Fine. And they sign it. So they have to include also the text of the shtar chalitza that says, Ishtemoydina, we have identified the man who did the chalitza, da'achud de misna me abahu. We ascertained before we allowed them to do the chalitza that this man is the brother of the man who died, sharing the same father. Sometimes you have a half brother. So if it's a half brother from the mother, it's only half brother from the mother, then he can't do chalitza. You have to have davka. It should be a half brother. It has to be a brother from the father, either a full brother, or the same father, same mother, or a half brother. At least they share in common the same father. So that says in the normal shtar chalitza, it says like that. Ishtemodino means he karnu. We have ascertained in advance, before we allowed him to do the chalitza, that he's the brother of the niftar. How do you ascertain he's the brother of the niftar? He comes and he says, I'm the brother of the niftar. Maybe he's a good friend of the family, wants to do them a favor. Maybe he's not a relative at all. Maybe he's lying. How do you know he's telling the truth? So the... So the Gemara says you have to have an Eid Echad to say about him who he is.
Yeah, but maybe over there it's different because of the choice.
That what?
That Midaraisa you don't knock your idea.
Right, we have a Gemara later, Samach Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara says when a man comes, let's say a woman wants to get divorced and she wants to remarry. So a man and a woman come to the Bezin and they say that they're husband and wife. The husband authorized the writing of a get. They write the get. Shane, the Bezin gives a tour. Then she goes and she remarries. How do we know that that's her husband? Maybe that's her boyfriend. And he claims that he's the husband. And he gives the husband's name and they write a get. Then they're going to go to a different rabbi who doesn't know that he just, that he's an imposter, that he claimed he's the husband and just gave a get. Then they go to a different rabbi. The woman's going to show she has a tour. She has a document that says that she was properly divorced. Then she'll go marry this guy who made believe that he was the husband and the other best. So the Gemara says you always have to have that Gemara in Yivamas, and Daf Lamed Tesam and Bay says to do Hakorah to identify that this is the husband, that he can do the get. or that this is the Yavam and he can do the Chalitza. So you have to have an Eid Echad aside from himself. One opinion is you have to have two witnesses to identify who he is, and we paskin Ishtamaydinu afil api Eid Echad. Even an Eid Echad, the Eid Echad doesn't have to be a kosher Eid, even an Eid Echad is good enough, both by Chalitza and by Gittin. Then there's a Mishnah Samach Vavim and Aleph in Gittin, where it says, Misho hayu mushlich bibor. The Romans put a guy in a dungeon, and he sees he's going to die there. He doesn't think he's ever going to get out of this alive. And he feels bad that his wife is going to have Chalitza, and the brother lives in Beirut, the brother lives in Japan, whatever. How's his wife ever going to get to Japan to take care of the Chalitza? So he screams out from the dungeon, my name is so-and-so, my wife's name is so-and-so, we live in such and such a village. Please give my wife a get. I appoint you as a shliach. So the Mishnah says, so Mari has the kasha, how can you write the get? Maybe the guy's not telling the truth. How do you know that he's the husband? Maybe he's a good friend of the husband. Maybe he knows the husband is in a different dungeon. Maybe the husband did not express an interest in divorcing his wife. So the Gemara says, you see from the Mishnah, the b'shas ha-sakon, if you have a big shas ha-tchat, kais v'nois nafal p'shem ha-kirim. You can write the get, even though there is no ha-korim in p'yacher. So that's what the Tzais ha-choshen writes. Why are you mekel b'shas ha-sakon and b'shas ha-tchat? Obviously, the whole need for ha-korim in p'yacherim is only mid-rabbonim. In ha-torim, ha-korim in p'yatzmo is good enough. Whatever e-dechon em b'surim, so the person can identify himself as well. He says, who I am. So mid-rabbonim l'chatchil, you have to have ha-korim in p'yacherim. And if you have a big shas ha-tchak, we allow even ha-korim in piyatzmi. In the Sefer Beis Hillel, the Pisrei Tshuva, on the bottom of the page, Eben Ezra quotes from the Sefer Beis Hillel, which is a Sefer on Arba Chavkar Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, Sefer Halacha, Lamaisa. So he writes that it was once a Maisa, he lived in Europe, and the Yavam traveled a far distance, and he came and he took care of the Chalitza, and then no one else came with him, nobody else came from it was from one country to the other. He traveled from Hungary to Poland in order to, he got a letter in the mail that his brother died and his wife needs Chalit. Traveled till he got, then he did the Chalitza and he went back home. There was nobody else with him. So how did they allow him to do the Chalitza? So he writes, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in the Beis Hillel, they did the Chalitza, they ain't poitze peh or mitzavtzef. None of the Rabbonim objected. Because the Shas HaTchak, he got no choice. What are you going to do? You're going to leave the woman and Aguna? You say, we're not going to let the man do Chalitza till we're going to have another Eid Echad that's going to come from the same country and identify him as the brother of the Mace. And how's the other guy going to know that he's the brother of the Mace, that they had shared the same father? They were born in Poland, then he traveled to a different country. The other guy's not going to know who he is. So if you have a big Shas HaTchak, you have no Breris, and then you revert back to the Din Derais. So not Gemara. The Gemara says, when you have the Hakorim and Piacherim, one opinion is that you treat it like a Dovah Shebi'ervi. You need to wait. And then the Gemara says, we don't paskin like that. We paskin, it's a Gila Milsa B'Alma, so therefore even Eid Echad is good. What do you mean a Gila Milsa B'Alma? So that's what our Tosis is saying over here, on base. Gila Milsa B'Alma means you're not really testifying on the Ika Dovah Shebi'ervi. You're not saying that he did the Chalitza. To say that he did the Chalitza, or to say that the Yavam died and therefore the woman is Meteris Lehinasi Lashuk, that's the same Mises Habal. Mises Habal is a Dovish B'Yerva. So Mises HaYavam is Mamish Dovish B'Yerva. To say that they did Chalitza, that's Dovish B'Yerva. But to identify who the person is, that he is Achud and Misna Me'Abba, he is the brother of the Mace, they had the same father, that's a Gila Milsa B'Yama, that's a side point that enables him to do the Chalitza. That's a side point. So the din is that on a Gila Milsa B'Alma issue, Eid Echad is Neman, even though you're dealing with a Dovah Shebi'erva. So you're right, in that case, the whole need for HaKorv and Piyacherim is only needed Midirabbanon. But that's the reason why it's only needed Midirabbanon, because it's a Gila Milsa B'Alma. On the level of the Raisa, the person is Neman on himself, because it's a Gila Milsa B'Alma. So that's what the Rabbein Tam says over here. The Gemara thought originally, Gemara knew that a matter of Gerishin, of course it's a Dovah Shebi'erva. To say that the woman was Nizgarsha is like saying the woman is Nizkatsha. That's a Dovah Shebi'erva. You need two kosher Eidim. But to say that the get was written Lishma, so the Gemara thought that's a side point. If the get was not written Lishma, it won't be acceptable. That's like Moshe Lamad Avadayma. An Eid Echad will testify that the Chalitza shoe is made from real leather, from Or Behemoter. So that's a Gila Milsa B'Yama. So Eid Echad would be believed, even though we're going to use this Chalitza shoe to do the Chalitza, and Chalitza is a matter of Dovah Shebi'erva. But the issue of the leather versus leatherette, leather versus synthetic material, that matter is not a double shabdiyarva. That's a gilim milsamiyam. So the Gemara thought over here that the same is true regarding ksivis aget tishma. Then the Gemara says, not true. Ksivis aget tishma is the actual double shabdiyarva. Why is that the actual double shabdiyarva? It's not a good mashal. Isn't it the same as just saying that this shoe is made from leather? So that's what we explained from Absalavechik. It's not the same. The din of ksivu l'shma means that the haskolas hagerishim takes place with the ksivus haget. That's what we had the Mishnah, the Kama Misila, and the Apayalv, and all the other rayas. So since the ksivu haget constitutes the tchilos hagerishim, that's what it means, ksivu l'shma. So that's what the Gemara says, to ascertain that the get was written l'shma is considered an actual davish abiyarva. It's not a hakdom, it's not something that precedes the, not like ascertaining that the chalitza shoe is made from leather and then it's acceptable to use for chalitza. The chalitza is the davish of the yarva. Ascertaining that it's leather is a hachana. That's a gilim milsa b'yalma. But to ascertain that the get was written l'shma is not the same as ascertaining that that it's made from real leather. Ksiba l'shma is considered haskolas agerishin. So for that's the actual davish of the yarva. So for that you need shnei edim k'shirim. Yeah, this is what the Rabbeinu Tam says. The Gemara is Havamina Maskon only was. They thought in the Havamina that Ksiva the Shema is the Gilim also the Alma. They came to the Maskon and know that it's the actual Dovish of the Yerba. But there can never have been a Havamina at all. You cannot entertain a Havamina that the matter of Gerishin is the Surim, that it's not that it shouldn't need Shayedim. Tosis says that's impossible. Iker Aget Yochiach. Rabbeinu Tam, Iker Aget Yochiach. What's Iker Aget Yochiach? He says, why do you need two signatures on a get? If you tell me that Gerishin is not a Dovish of the Yerva, the matter of Gerishin is Eid Echad and Nisurim, so it should be sufficient that Eid Echad should sign on the bottom of the get. So the fact that everybody knows that the get has to have two Eidim signed on it does not itself indicate, Iker Aget Yochiach, that the matter of Gerishin is really a Dovish of the Yerva. So that proof of the Rabbeinu Tam, Iker Aget Yochiach, one could argue with that a little bit. We mentioned the other day that Taisus in Ksuv is Dav Chofim Abeis. The Tosis has two opinions whether you need two Eidim Lashvui Shtor. Let's say I say that you owe me $100 and I have two Shtoris. One Shtar is signed by Eid Echad and another Shtar is signed by Eid Echad. Each Shtar is only signed by Eid Echad. So they say, well, I have an Eid Echad and an Eid Echad, so one and one is two. I have two Eidim. And they say, no. Zeh bo hayom ameid b'chaver b'olam ocher ameid. If two Eid Echads come in person, bal peh, so each Eid Echad is good, so I have two Eid Echad, so I win the case. I have Shnei Eidim. But Eid Echad B'Shtar maybe is meaningless. Maybe the din is Mepiyam V'lo Mepiksovam. So it only is elevated to the level of a Shtar if it's V'oid all of Eidim, the way the Pasuk reads in the Novi Yirmiyah. Maybe the Halacha requires you have to have two Eidim. If you have less than two Eidim, it doesn't have a status of a Shtar. So that was two opinions in the Tosis and Ksuvas and Dav Chof and Mebeis in discussion Halacha L'Maisa and Chosha Mishpah, where they need two Eidim L'Shvui Yishtara. So here the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that you don't need two Eidim L'Shvui Yishtara. If Gerishin would have been considered a matter of Isurim, then the get would have been good enough if it would be signed by Eid Echad. So he says, the fact that every get needs two signatures on the Bar Mikra Get Yochiach, that to ascertain a matter of Gerishin is considered a Dovish of the Erva. It doesn't occur to Rabbeinu Tam to say that that's a Din Shtar, that every Shtar, even if a Shtar would be relevant in the area of Isvehet, the Shtar would still require Shneid. That didn't occur to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, there's a perik get poshut. There, the word get poshut, get does mean a get. There it means a shtar. There are two kinds of shtars. There's a get poshut and a get makusha. A get poshut is a shtar that's written on one side of the page and it's signed on the bottom of the shtar, normal shtar. And a get makusha is they write a few lines, then they fold it over, and then they sew it up, and then they have somebody sign on the back, then they write another couple of lines, then they sew it over. Waste a lot of time. The Gemara says the reason why they instituted a get mekusha because a lot of times Kohanim are hotheads and he's gonna scream at his wife and come to the bezin and divorce her. Then an hour later he'll have charat and she's a grusha lekoyin. He's not allowed to marry a grusha. He won't be able to take back his own wife. So the Gemara says they instituted this crazy form of a shtar that takes hours to write. You write and you sew it up. And in the meanwhile he may calm down. That's how the Gemara says. Maybe there's a better explanation. That's the Gemara gives that as the historical background as to why the Institute of Get Mekush. They found with the Dead Sea Scrolls over there, years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. So they found Get Mekusha. there are different opinions in Rishonim how it's supposed to be written. So they found the actual get megusher doesn't satisfy all the shitas. Not like the Mishnah Berurah would stand on his head to figure out how to satisfy all the opinions of get megusher, but corresponds to one of them. So get megusher, you have writing on this side, and you sew it up, and you can't see anything. Everything is sewed up; it's all covered up. And then you have signatures on the back. The Mishnah says that a get pashut has to have a minimum of two witnesses signed on the bottom of the page. Get kukush has to have a minimum of three signatures, and they all sign on the back. So what kind of a din is that? That a get pashut is enough two edim, and a get kukush is three edim. So the Gemara says it's only medirabonim. In our Torah, a shtar is two edim, and there ain't no such thing as a din that requires three edim. And it's only medirabonim. So first, the Gemara thought that it's a din deraisa, based on a pasuk. You have a pasuk in Chumash that all the Tanoim had difficulty with. The pasuk that says al pishnayim al pishlosha edim yomis ames, that's by mace, and al pishnei edim al pishlosha edim b'akum davar. So the Mishnah asks imis kayem so edis pishnayim lavan part lo hakasa b'shlosha. If two are good, so anything better than two is certainly good. So why does it mention the number three? So the Tanoim give different drushes, karva pasul achiyaz amakulam, all the different drushes that the Mishnah has in the Shrei Kemeyo, the different drushes that the Tanoim have in the first Perek in Makkos. So the Gemara in the beginning of Get Pashut has a suggestion that maybe that Pasuk teaches me this din, that sometimes you need a minimum of three Edim and Atar, and then you're going to get Pekushet. Then the Gemara backs out, no, the whole din is only Midrabanan. The whole Get Pekushet was an invention in Midrabanan. The three Edim is only Midrabanan, it's not Minatar. So Rab Chaim pointed out from that Gemara, how can the Gemara have had such a Havamina? Where do you ever have such a din that you need three Edim? It doesn't exist. Sometimes Eid Echad is Nema, sometimes two Edim. Three Edim. There's never a din that you need three Edim. So he said, you see from that Gemara's Havamina, maybe it was rejected in the Maskana, but at least you see from the Havamina that Shtar has its own rules and regulations in Hilchas Edis. So there's room to say like that opinion in Tosis that Lashvuyi Shtar you need two Edim. It's not that to the extent that Eid Echad is Nema and Balpeh, Eid Echad Bishtar will be good, to the extent that Shnei Edim are good Balpeh, Shnei Edim Ishtar good. No, maybe the din, like Taisa says, the din requires Shnei Edim Lashvu Ishtar. For Haraya, the Gemara thought that this Ishtar is a new din, that you need three Edim. I get Makusha, a din that rises that you need three Edim. Yeah, the thing is that that's only the Havamin of the Maskana. The Gemara backs out from that. So that's questionable whether, how strong is the Haichach? It's only a Haichach from the Havamin.
According to Beis Shammah that we said, Tziva, Tzilas Gerusha, that a coin would be Asur, that would be in a get pushed, it would just be at the end, the last signature.
I mean, when is it considered the Tzivas HaGet?
Because the whole Takana wouldn't apply according to Beis Shammah if it was after one signature.
Good point. I don't know. How much of the get would have to have been written that you say she's already a Reach HaGet? I don't know. Could be, only when he finished the whole thing from the top to the bottom. Nachmal, so what does the Gemara say? Rabbi says the reason why the Shliach has to say b'fan anech, because we're concerned maybe he wasn't written l'shma. In our Torah, we don't have to be concerned. It's a miyut and a miyut, even Rabbi Meir's l'chaish. But with the Rabbanon, they were concerned. So that's why the Shliach has to ascertain that it was written l'shma. So then the question is, but how is Eid Echad good enough? You should really say Tzedov Shaviyavra. So Eid Mar says, Hey Mamar Behem, Amishumi Guna Kila Be Rabbanim. Hey Mamar Behem Mamar. The whole problem is only a problem with the Rabbanim. In that Torah, you don't have to be Choshish. It's Miyuta and a Miyuta. So since the whole problem that we're raising is only a problem with the Rabbanim, so the Rabbanim had a right to be Mekel to say Eid Echad is Nemar. Yeah, by Yedechad, by Meis Baila, it's an issue deraisa, and they were makel to say Yedechad is them, Mishum Yigun Akila Birabon. So yeah, for sure, they have a right to be makel to say Yedechad is good. If you hold like Rava, and the Gemara says, Afila Rabbi is laid the Rava, everybody agrees to that. That the Shliach La'iloch is saying, Bifananech, Fanechem is really a Kiyam Ashtar. It's really Kiyam Ashtar. So whenever you have Kiyam Ashtar, you always need Shnei Edim. That's Mishnais in the second Perek in Ksubas. Sakam over here, Eid Echad is good. So the Gemara says again, no, the whole need for Kiyam Ashtar is only with the Rabbanon. So, in general, Kiyam Ashtar is only needed with the Rabbanon. So, Hey Mama, Hey Mama, so Mishum Megin Nikila Be Rabbanon. So they said, this Kiyam Ashtar is different. You can do the Kiyam Ashtar with an Eid Echad. Fine. So the Gemara says, why did they institute this Kiyam Ashtar with the Rabbanon? Why did they require it? Dilma Asi Baal Oma Are Reposele. That's on Gimel Amad Aleph. Take a look at the Tosis. Chad Asi Baal Meyar Reposele. The Gemara says if the husband will come and say that the get was Mizuyah, but the get was not Nichtav Lishma, Asi Baal Oma Are Reposele. So Tosis has two pshotim, how to translate the words of the Gemara. What's Takad Adin? A get is given in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shliach Lahilocha does not say Befan Anechtav, Befan Anechtam. And then the husband shows up, and the woman remarries. Then the husband shows up a few years later, and he says, the get is mezuyah. So the Gemara says, Asi Baal Ma'arer, Upasalei. The Baal will have namonis to pasal the get. Is that what it means? The Baal Taka has namonis to pasal the get. So Tosis has 2 days. Yesh Lefarsh to pasalei mamish. Avagav deloy mehemeh v'leke el alaz b'yalma nifsal. The end of the Taisus and in and nearly read the farish can she hate pasul mishum laz biyama kibud the kimla shu kosher. So what it means is pasulay she aminu the laz abal mikom akom I get kosher. So Taisus has 2 ways to read the Gemara. Asi balama arer upasulay. If the husband comes and he says that the get is mizuyah, if there's something wrong with the get, will he pasul a get midirabbanan? Or will it not even pasul a get midirabbanan? Just she'll have aggravation, she'll have heartache. She's going to have aggravation, but we will not even pasul a get midirabbanan. What's the issue over here? So when we learned the Tosis Beis Amud Aleph just yesterday, the day before, the bottom Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph talks about mizuyif. So we said there are 2 ways to understand what's going on over here. Either midirabbanan they declared every shtar sheinim mikuyim is chas b'bialma, or no, not the shtar sheinim mikuyim is chas b'bialma. If the loiv at tainis mezuyif, then we give them on the tainis mezuyif. But even let's say if the loiv is not here, the malv is coming to collect from the yisayim of the kucha, so then taininon, so then the bezin will advance a taini, either tainis mezuyif or tainis parua b'megin the mezuyif, something we'll say taininon. So Tosis says over here, how come in Eretz Yisrael we allow the woman to remarry? What happened to the Tainus Mezuyif? Let's say the way many presented Ashtar Sheinim Mekuyim is Chaspa B'Yalma. So the Get Sheinim Mekuyim should be Chaspa B'Yalma. So why is it different? Why is the Get Disha different? So the answer is going to be Mishum Igun Akila Be'Rabbana. This rule that they instituted across the board by all Shtaris, by a shtar halvoy and by a shoivam shtar mechira, every shtar in the world, they said a shtar sheni mekuyim is chas b'bialma. There's one exception to the rule. Out of 100 cases, the one exception to the rule, a get disha mishum migun akila be'rabbanan. They never introduced the din that a get sheni mekuyim should be considered a chas b'bialma. And then the other version of the din of mezuyif was that what? Not that they declared by the Rabban that a shtar sheni mekuyim is chas b'bialma. They said if the loy v'taynis mezuyif, min haTorah he doesn't have namonis. That's like staring the Adam in the eyes and saying that they're lying. He doesn't have namonis to say they're lying. Here he says shtar is mezuyif. But mid the Rabbanon, we give namonis to the taynis mezuyif. So Tosis has toying with the idea maybe mezuyif has a milsul l'shchicha. But sometimes sometimes you have to taina mezuyif. Let's say someone brings a shtar matana against the yisayim. If he brings a shtar halvo against the yisayim that the father borrowed money, so the bezim will say parua b'migin mezuyif. The bezim doesn't have to advance a taina mezuyif. You can say mezuyif is milsul ashicha. You don't say taininon. What if the wise guy will come with a taina? He'll bring a shtar that says your father gave me ownership of all of his real estate in the whole wide world. So the only taina you can advance against that is going to be tainus mezuyif. The taina say, okay, in that case we'll have to advance tainus mezuyif. Oshav keschay luchal beri. The chum have to protect people. So even if you say milsul ashicha like taina, they don't have to advance the taina mezuyif. So Tosis says, so why don't you advance? Why don't you say taininon? And maybe you get Beretz Yisrael and it's ochlam b'fananechtam. Why don't we advance the tainus mezuyif? So the Ran answered, what? We're not dealing with dinim mominis. You only say psach pichalilim and dinim mominis to protect the bala mominis. He ain't talking about a marriage. There is no psach pichalilim over here. Tosis somehow didn't think that that was an answer. So Tosis says, Mikra Din, we really should have made the Takana the Rabbanon here. We should have said Tanina, or we should have said Tanina Mizuyavir by the get as well. But Mishumiguna Kila Be Rabbanon. Fine. So here's the Shaila. How far do you go Mishumiguna Kila Be Rabbanon? We said Mishumiguna Kila Be Rabbanon, they never declared that Ishtar Sheni Mikuyim is Chaspa Bialma by get. That's the way many would assume. And Tosis presents it that Mizuyif is a taina, not that the shtar sheni mekuyim is chas b'diyam. So they said that we don't say taininon mizuyif when you have no brera, when you have a loshav kiskay l'chol berias, that doesn't will even advance a tainus mizuyif, even if it's a milsim loshchicha. They can't allow people to rip off everybody else. You'll have to tain a mizuyif. But over here, mishum gonna kila b'rabbanon, so you don't tain a mizuyif over here. So the shaila is, what if the husband comes and he tainas mizuyif? Asi bal meyara upasale. So one day in Tosis is the end of the Einanir le'rila farish came. She pasam mishum laz bi'alma. No, when the Gemara says nira le'farish upasalein she aminu le'laz, the woman will have agmas nefesh, she'll have aggravation. But the husband has known them on us. Why? Because on the level of their eyes, the loiva is not believed the same mizuyif. Because the shtar is made on itself that it's same mizuyif. Shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. So it's only mid the rabbanon that they gave them on us to the loiva the tiny mizuyif, or they gave them on us to the one against whom the shtar testifies the tiny mizuyif. But over here, Tosis says mishumi gonna kill the rabbanon. They never introduced the whole nemonis of mizuyif. There's no taninon, and there's no shtar sheni mekuyim schas b'bialma. All of this they never instituted by a get. That's the bottom tais. They never instituted, so even if the husband comes here, afilo asi bal meyara. What do you mean pasale? Minatara, the husband has no namonis, the pasal. He can scream mizuyah from today to next year. It's irrelevant. Eidem asli malashtar, the shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. And they never introduced this din derabbana by get. So what does the Gemara say? Asi bal meyara pasal? No, she'll just have aggravation. There'll be moitzi alaz on it, but he won't have any nemanis. That's the second day in Taisus. And the first day in Taisus is no. There are two levels over here. We're not going to say taininon. The woman has a get in Eretz Yisrael, so we're not going to say taininon on behalf of the Baal. We shouldn't allow her to remarry. Maybe it's mizuyah. You don't say taininon. If the husband comes and he screams that it's mizuyah, or he says that he was interested in writing a get, but the get was written shalom l'shma, so that there is no monism in the Rabbanon. They made two takonas the Rabbanon. There's one takonah the Rabbanon that if the loyvik comes and he says mizuyev, if the baal comes and he says mizuyev, so he has no monism in that taina with the Rabbanon. Then there was a second step that even if the baal doesn't say mizuyev, tanin and mizuyev, we taina on his behalf. So the tanin and Tosis says that you don't say mishumiguna kila be Rabbanon. We don't say taninan over here. But if the Baal comes and he says that is mizuyif, so that's the first level of the takana de rabbanon, a mizuyif, even applies to a get. So those are the two opinions in Tosfos. How far did we go when we said, mishumiguna kila be rabbanon, they didn't introduce the whole package story of mizuyif. They didn't introduce anything, and even if the Baal comes and he screams mizuyif, we just ignore him? We go back to the din deraisa? Oh, no, they never introduced the second step of the Tanina, but the first step, if the Baal comes and he's present and he says mizuyif, that takana de rabbanon even applies to a get.
Just a clarification. So you said that the husband could tain mizuyif even after the shliach comes and says
No. The Gemara says after the shliach comes, the shliach has nemanis and the husband has no nemanis.
No, but in the whole Gemara saying that, isn't it a kula, it's a
chumra,
the fact that you have one person coming?
Right.
When he says,
"Befine
it,
I'm dealing with Hasibah." That was the kasha. So the Gemara answers, no. Since the shliach knows that we're relying on him, so he's medayik and hamenu chachamim, and he has namanis kishnayim, and therefore, if the husband will say mizuyif, he will not be believed.
The havamina, we didn't think that he had namanis.
Right. We didn't think that he had so much namanis. And the maskana was no, that heminu chachamim kebeitre.
The Rambam says that even the maskana like him.
Even the maskana that what?
That asi bal maru pasale and the vlad's mamzer are about there.
The Rambam holds that if the baal tainis mizuyif, it pasals minatora. The baal's nema minatora, right?
Even after the shliach comes.
Okay. The Rambam is quite an extreme shita. Yeah. Yeah. The Tosfos is going with the normal shita. That the Tainus Mezuyif is never min HaTorah. The whole din of Mezuyif is never min HaTorah, even if the Loibik claims Mezuyif. Not like Rabbi Avigdor Cohen said it, not like the Rama. Rama holds only by get if he Tainus Mezuyif. He's never min HaTorah, and by Loibik he's not never min HaTorah. So we're assuming, Tosfos is assuming, not like the Rama, and not like Rabbi Avigdor Cohen said it. They're assuming that the whole institution of Mezuyif is only the Rabbah. The whole Tainus Mezuyif doesn't exist min HaTorah. Yeah. Yeah, what's the story of Lishma? According to Rabbo, the reason why the Shliach has to say b'fan and eftam is to ascertain that it was written Lishma. How much of the get has to be written Lishma? How much is there in the get? You have 14 lines. So it says the get itself is 12 lines, then you have the two chasimas on the bottom, is 14 lines. So how much of the get has to be written Lishma? So the Gemara says there are three opinions in the Tanoim. So the Gemara asks on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Well, the Rabbi, the Amud Aleph, Hashem became Lishma. Man, hai Tana. Whose opinion is it that you need Siva and Chasim Lishma? That we want the Shliach Loilocha to say Befonai Nechtav or Befonai Nechtam, that the Ksiva Lishma and the Chasim was Lishma. Is there such an opinion? The Gemara wants to know. So the Gemara thought, Stam Mishnah's Rab Meir. Usually the Stam Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Here it happens to be a famous Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Lozer in Old Shtori Kinyan, where the Eide Chasim Karsi, Eide Mesira Karsi. So usually Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, we would always prefer to interpret a Mishnah like Rav Meir. Or we should interpret, we have a lot of exceptions to the rule, we have a Stam Mishnah not like Rav Meir, because it follows the Shita HaMukubelis, who happens to disagree with Rav Meir. Here the Gemara says on Dalan and Aleph, the Kaimana Halacha Kerab Loza Begitten. There are three Shitas Satanaim here. The Shita, two of the Shitas, we would prefer the Mishnah should either follow Halacha Lamaisa, should follow Rabbi Loza, that's how we pass it, or should follow Rabbi Meir, or Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. We won't follow the Stam Mishnah. Usually Halacha Kis Stam Mishnah, but if you have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, as far as Zaydi Chasim Akarsi, that we know we don't pass like him, we pass like Rabbi Loza. So the Gemara was heartbroken over here, that this Mishnah seems to go not like Rabbi Meir, and not like Rav Lozer, goes like in Gansan, a different sheet, the Rav Yehuda. In Gansan, Stam Mishnah is not Rav Yehuda, nor do we pass like Rav Yehuda. So that's why they wanted to avoid that. But then at the end, they had no choice. So they went, all right, Balais Pereira, Rav Ashiyam, Amani Rav Yehuda, he just done. Here, 8 lines from the top of Dalad and Alp. So we'll suffer along. Very unusual to say a Stam Mishnah that Shaloi Ka Aloche, and it's not Rav Meir. So why did Rav Yehuda Nasi? Rav Yehuda Nasi is not Rav Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Loi. He lived way before Rabbi Yudah Nasi. And even Rabbi Yudah Nasi, he was an honest person. When he wrote the Stam Mishnayos, if he knew that his opinion was not accepted, a lot of times he left it out from the Mishnah. You have the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where it says, Dinim Amunis Bishloisha. So the Tosefta quotes, Rabbi Yomer Bachamisha. Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the editor of the Mishnayos, disagrees, he holds Bachamisha. So on the bottom of the Tosefta, in the standard editions of the Gemara, so they quote that the Rishonim has the Kasha. If Rabbi Yudah Nasi disagrees, and he's the one who edited the Mishnah, so in the Sefer HaKrisis, by one of the Bali HaTesis, so yes, why doesn't he record in the Mishnah his opinion? It should say, Dinim Amnes B'Shlosh, Rabbi Yomer B'Chamisha. So the Sefer HaKrisis answers, Rabbi knew that his opinion was outvoted, and no one agreed with him, so what's he going to push his Shita into the Mishnah? He knows he was outvoted, so forget it. He passed it like that. But no one else held like that, so he left it off in the Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara didn't understand over here. What is Rabbi Yudah Nasi? Write a Stam Mishnah. Usually a Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Once in a while you have a Stam Mishnah, the Loike Rabbi Meir, because we know we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. But here we pass like Rabbi Lozer. But to have a Stam Mishnah, not Rabbi Meir, and not Lefi Psak Halach Rabbi Lozer, it's like Rabbi Yudah. And Gans and a third Chita. So Rabashi, Belez Berry says, well, he got no choice. Hamani Rabbi Yudah. Yeah, what is this Machlekes over here? Machlekes is the famous Machlekes that repeats itself. Every 5 dafim, every 5-10 lot in Gittin and other Mesichtas also, where the Eidi Chasima Karsi, Eidi Mesira Karsi. What's the major, what's the big machlekes? If you, it's by a Shtar Kinyan, by a Shtar Rai, there never was a machlekes. That's how the Tosfos Vid writes in Bava Basrin. Mistaba like that. By Shtar Rai, of course you have to have Eidi Chasima. You have no Eidi Chasima, so there's no Rai. By a Shtar Kinyan, so Rameir's opinion is that a Shtar Kinyan functioned by serving as a Shtar Raya. So you have to have Eidei Chasima, that it should be able, by giving you a raya, that the house belongs to you, by giving you a raya, that we got married, by giving you a raya, that we got divorced. So that causes that we just became divorced, we just became married, or the house now belongs to you. And Rabbi Lozer disagrees. He says, Shtakinyan, Shtar Raya, Rami Leder. Shtar Raya has to have Eidei Chasima. Shtakinyan, just the Sipur HaMaisa Biksav. The same thing if I would say Balpeh, Hariat Mukudeshisli, she wouldn't become married. If I write down Hariat Mukudeshisli and I give her the piece of paper, that does the trick, we become married. Why? It makes it stronger. If I say Balpeh, it's just in the Luften, just the Dvarim V'Yalma. If I write it down, I give her the piece of paper, so then it's stronger. So that's Rabbi Lozer holds like that. So according to Rabbi Lozer, you don't need any Eidei Chasima at all. So according to Rabbi Lozer, which part of the get needs Ksiva L'Shma? The top 12 lines need Ksiva L'Shma. The top 12 lines are the get. The last two lines are not really, the last, the chasimas are the shame that the get should be able to serve as a shtar raya. But the get is a shtar kinyan that needs the ksiva l'shma as the top 12 lines. Whereas according to Rav Meir, that every shtar kinyan functions by serving as a shtar raya. So Rav Meir Shita is that the real essence of any shtar is really the two chasimas on the bottom. What it says on top is just the Hechetim Tzibiyam in order to know what are the witnesses testifying on the bottom. So the essence of every shtar is really the bottom two lines. That's a Tosfos in the first Perek in Bava Metzia quotes Talmud Yerushalmi like that. Shnayim Ochsim Vitalis. So Ad Mokam Shit. So the Gemara says, let's say it's a big Talis. Shnayim Ochsim Vitalis. Ad Mokam Shiyad Magaz belongs to me. Ad Mokam Shiyad Magaz belongs to you. And the part that's in between, the two of us, said, that's Yachlokal. I say Kulishli, you say Kulishli, so that's Yachlokal. What happens if Shnayim Ochsim Bishtar? Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. Shnayim Ochsim is Betala. Shnayim Adukim is Bishtar. Two people holding a Shtar. So the Yerushalmi says, whoever is holding on to the Chasimas, he's holding on to the whole Shtar. Whatever it says, the 25 lines on top, that's just in order to know what it says in the Chasimas, what's included in the Haggadah Seders. But whoever's holding on to the Chasimas, that's the essence of the whole Shtar. So that's if you hold the Eidei Chasima Karsa, or if you're talking about a Shtar Raya, the essence of the Shtar is the Chasima. So if you hold like Rav Meir, Eidei Chasima Karsa, see, even that's what Tosis there is talking about a Shtar Halvoa, and they still say Eidei Chasima Karsa. If it's a Shtar Halvoa, shouldn't it be a Shtar Raya? So you see that Tosis holds that a Shtar Halvoa, that Tosis holds that a Shtar Halvoa is a Shtar Kinyan. Otherwise, what are they introducing the Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Lozer? Afleks Rameh Rav Loz, Eidei Chasima Karis, Eidei Mizirik Karis, and Allah applies to the Shtori Kinyan.
Does this is Tylit on that, or he just says Eidei Chasima Karis? If he just says Eidei Chasima, it could be both. Rav Loz agrees that the Eidei Chasima by Shtar Raya is what you need.
I think,
otherwise, it's not even a Shtar Raya.
I have to take a look again. I think they say if you hold like Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karis, so then whoever's holding on to the Chasimas wins the whole thing. But if you hold Eidei Mizirik Karis, so then they're both holding on to parts of the shtar. So it's going to be Yachlok on the whole shtar. You can't say Amokam Shiora Magas on the shtar. That taste is also relevant to the topic we discussed yesterday, whether Shtori Halvoa have the status of Shtori Rai or Shtori Kinyan. So you got to check that taste in the first parak in Bava Metzia. Those quotes are Yerushalmi. They're not saying on their own. They're quoting the Talmud Yerushalmi. So what's the major nafkemini between Rav Meir and Rav Lozer is, do you need Eidei Chasima on a Shtar Kinyan or not? Rav Lozer says there's no need for Eidei Chasima. You don't need Eidei Chasima on a Shtar Kinyan. Rav Meir says, no, that's the essence of every Shtar, both Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. Shtar Kinyan function by virtue of the fact that I gave the other party a Raya, that this Kinyan took place. So that's the first step in the Machlokes. Do you need Eidei Chasima or not? And the second step is, what is the essence of the Shtar? Which part of the shtar needs ksiva l'shma? So according to Rav Lozer, you don't need Eidei Chasima. So which part of the get needs ksiva l'shma? The 12 lines on top need ksiva l'shma. According to Rav Meir, no, the essence of every shtar, king and shtar, right, it's all the same. The essence of every shtar, the two chasimas on the bottom. So the only part that needs ksiva l'shma, the two chasimas on the bottom. What else is another nafkamina? So Tosfos says another nafkamina would be, they quote the Ferish Gemaras, can you write the get ala machak? If you have a piece of paper that everything was written and erased, and many times over it's written and erased and everything. So then I'm gonna have a shtar that says you owe me $1 million, and everything was erased and rewritten many times over with white off. So what kind of a shtar is that? Maybe they changed all the names and all the amounts and everything, Maybe it said that I owe you money, and I changed the whole thing. I white out everything, and it says that you owe me money. I just left the chasimus on the bottom. So if you're talking about a shtar raya, it has to be muchach mitoicha. If you're going to write on a piece of paper that's yochale his daif, you can change everything. You see that things were changed over there. So there isn't going to be any shtar raya. So if you have a shtar where it's yochale his daif, it's not muchach mitoicha. So for shtar raya, for sure, it's not going to fly. The Shabbos, would it be good for a shtar kinyan? So the Gemara said, "Beferish, it depends on the machlokes or Rav Meir or Rav Blaza. If you all like Rav Meir, Edi Chasim Mekarsi, means the mechanism, the mechanics of how does a shtar kinyan function? By my giving you a raya that the house is yours, that accomplishes that the house now belongs to. I didn't give you a raya. If it's Yochel Hizdai, if you don't have a shtar raya, so it's no good if it's Yochel Hizdai. Whereas according to Rav Blaza, that's not the mechanics how a shtar kinyan works. If I just say balpeh, sodi kanui lucha, you're not kind. If I write it on a piece of paper, you are kind. But it has nothing to do with my giving you a shtar raya. So that's why going to Reb Loza, there's no problem if it's not muchach mitoichai. So then Taisa says, oh, muchach mitoichai. There's another issue now, muchach mitoichai. Let's say the man has two wives. Taisa understood this in the Gemara. The man has two wives, and the both wives have the same name. And originally he wrote the get to divorce one of them, and then he changed his mind and wants to divorce the other one. So the mission says it's no good because it's not ksiva l'shmo, even though it's the same husband, but it's not the same wife. So the Gemara has a comment. He cannot switch it to divorce the other wife, but if he'll give the get to the same wife, then it will be good. So the question is, but where's the muchach mitoichai? You don't know which wife he's alluding to over here. So Tosis understood in the Gemara that just like Reb Meir holds in Muchach Mitoicha, that if it's Ksav Shiochel his dive, so it's no good, that's Beferish. So if it's possible to mean either one wife or another wife, so even though the get was written Lishma for this wife, it's already not going to be good. If the both wives have the exact same name, Leah, Bas Yehuda, so the get will not be good. So how does he divorce his wife? There's no way to divorce his wife. No, one is fat and one is skinny. So I'll write the fat wife. Rochel Bas, whatever. Leah Bas Yehuda, the fat one. Or the tall one, the short one. I'll write the grandfather's name. Or he'll write, one is Rochel Bas Yehuda HaKoyin, one is Rochel Bas Yehuda HaLevi, one is Rochel Bas Yehuda. Not a Koyin and not a Levi. So he'll write HaKoyin on the one. You have to put another simon in order to identify. But if they're just the exact same name, Rochel Bas Yehuda, so then Taisus says that'll depend on Rab Meir and Rab Loza. That according to Rab Meir, that every shtar kinyan has to be muchach mitoichai. So here there's no muchach mitoichai. Whereas according to Rab Loza, it won't be a problem. And the Ramban disagrees with Taisus and says, what are you talking about? Of course it'll be muchach mitoichai. When you give the get to the wife and she's holding on to it, so the tvis is balashtar, is mashlam the muchach mitoichai. If you have a ksab, sheyochel his daif, it was erased and rewritten and rewritten and rewritten. So even when the person is holding on to it, there's no muchach mitoichai. But if you have a ksav, sheni yochel is died. The only thing is you don't know whether it's Rochel Bas Yehuda, this wife or that wife. So when the woman will be holding on to the get, that itself will prove. How do you know that tfisas balashtar is mashlim the muchach mitoichai? No shtar begins to give a haggadah seder till you have tfisas balashtar. So the Ramban claims, once you have tfisas balashtar, that can be mashlim the muchach mitoichai. How does he know that that's true? Because the Gemara says in the end of Baba Basra, let's say I sign on a piece of paper, I owe you $5,000 and I sign my name. It doesn't say who you is, it just says I owe you. So you come one fine day, you say, I owe you $5,000. I say, I owe you, I borrowed $5,000 from you. You have no money at all. I'm a rich man, you don't have any money. What are you, how can I borrow, I don't know who you are. It's not true, it can't be. I've never borrowed any money from you. So the Gemara says, sorry, the other guy's holding on to the shtar. Even though it doesn't say who you is, the tefis is bala shtar, is mashlim the muchach mitoch, and it says that you owe him the $5,000. So the Ramban says, don't you see from the Gemara, in Bava Basra, chayv ani loch, and it doesn't say who you is, it just says loch. Moitzik sabzeh, it doesn't say who. So the tefis is bala shtar, is mashlim the muchach mitoch, so the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. That's the Tosfos Chav Dalet Amud Beis has that. The Eidim Mesira Blos Avle Rab Meir Dina Shei Muchach Mitoich HaChasima Shnech Vel Shem Hu Yishia. Why does Tosfos disagree with the Ramban? What about the Gemara's Dech Beferish Day in the end of Bava Basra? The Tfis is Balashtak Kemi Mashalam Nemuchach Mitoichai. The Taisa says, yeah, but by a get, since you need ksiva l'shmo, it has to be muchaf mitoicha from the very beginning. It's not good enough. Shtari mamin don't need ksiva l'shmo. So as long as the tefisa is balashtar, is mashlo muchaf mitoicha, that's okay. But Rabbi Taisa disagrees with the Ramban by a get isha. They read it in the Gemara like that. That's how the simple reading of the Gemara is not like the Ramban. But Taisa says, since you need ksiva l'shmo, it has to be muchaf mitoicha. At the time that it's written, it has to be muchach mitoch. That's already a chiddush of Tais. Okay, we'll continue on Sunday.
I was going to say that I'm there with my mom.
Yeah.